Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Kids Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
Hey, good evening. My goodness. April the 3rd. It's good to be with you guys, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as much as I want to cry around and pout around by the butt kicking we got last night against Villanova. Man, I'm just loving life. I'm so grateful to be with you on the air this evening. Just grateful to my Lord and Savior, grateful to the mission, the calling, the outreach, all the work that I get to do. We got a great program this evening. Keep it current and keep it moving. You know what? We can't always live in the past. We can't always hold on to the past. We have to get up. We have to decide. We have to make a difference so that we can be effective and share and teach others of the things that we've been through, however it may be. First and foremost, I want to thank Bird Industries, Inc. You can check them out at birdindustriesinc.com. I want to thank Lori Bird, 100% Indian-owned business by this young lady. She is the proud supporter of Chance Rush and One Chance Leadership and all the work that we got going on out there in Indian Country. So big shout-out to Lori Bird. Thank you for sponsoring this program, and just thank you for, you know, just all your kind words and all the work that you got going on out there. We got a great night tonight, man. I think one thing that I'm so excited about is the message at Safeco Field up in Seattle, Washington, where Bernie Sanders addressed and talked about what Indian people went through and just how important it is for America to do right by Indian Country. And I'm so thankful for that. But at the same time, Indian Country has got to do right by Indian Country. We can't wait. We can't rely on somebody to say that they're sorry, to say, hey, you know what, we're going to do better for Indian Country. We got to decide how effective we want to be and how influential we want to be. I want to give a big shout out to one of my board members, Brandon Yellowbird Stevens, who sat and visited with Bernie Sanders, took some pictures with him, have him on my Facebook with him and my boy Bert, both high school alumni. And, man, they're just doing some effective work. So, Brandon, Bert, man, special shout out to you for all that you're doing. And everybody else that's playing their part in this whole campaign in Indian Country, this whole campaign for our next president. You know, what's crazy is Trump is just continuing to, like, man, show his arrogance and his ignorance. And the crazy thing is that he's still leading. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get political. I can't get political. I got too much going on in my own world. But big shout out to Brandon. Hey, another person I want to give a shout out to is my longtime bro, Chase Iron Eyes, Standing Rock tribal member who's running for Congress on the Democratic ticket up in North Dakota. So to all of our four tribes, all of our four reservations up there, all of our tribal members, all of your non-native friends, vote this guy in. We got to get Chase in there. We got to get Chase to run Congress for us. He's running against, a gentleman, Kevin Cramer, who doesn't really think too highly of Indian Country up in North Dakota and probably doesn't think highly about Indian Country around the United States. But he is the that's who he's running against. You know, Chase has done so much in his young life. He's an attorney at a UND, founder of Last Real Indians, is a true advocate. I mean, a true advocate, and really loves his culture, really loves his calling. So we need to get behind him. We need to surround ourselves. So if you're up there in North Dakota, do what you got to do. Make it right. Get it right. Register to vote. Exercise your rights. And let's get my boy Chase in. You know, Chase, if you're listening, I'm going to be praying for you. And I just want to thank you for doing this. I can go on and on and on about this young man. And, you know, he's just he's an amazing dude. He's the founder. One really cool program, the project that he has going on, he's the founder of the Lakota People's Law Project. You know, 38-year-old young man. I mean, I'm just really, really grateful that I know Chase and his wife, Sarah Jumping Eagle. She's a Stanford grad. I think she also went through the RAIN program over there at UND, and just an awesome couple. So thank you both for the work that you got going on, and let's get Chase ionized. Let's rally behind Bernie, let's rally behind the people that you want to vote for, and I'm going to rally behind Bernie, and I'm going to rally behind Chase. And you know, if there's anything that I could do for, you know, my boy Chase, man, I am ready to do it. I'm very excited about tonight's program. Pass by all the old news and let go of the issues that have been frustrating you. Decide to have a voice. Exercise your rights. Make sure you're productive and keep it healthy. It's time to get current. Keep it current and keep it moving. Your choices are going to make a difference in the future, so be ready and be careful in your actions. You know, a lot of times, man, we hold on to a lot of stuff, you know, and historical trauma, I'm feeling the effects of it. You know, the lack of understanding our sovereignty, I'm feeling the effects of it. Colonization, genocide, massacre, all that stuff, I do feel the effect of it, but I've got to keep it moving. I'm not ever going to forget about what happened to our people, but I'm right now, I'm today, I'm current, I'm going to do and play my part to be effective and sufficient in having a good name for Indian Country. So that's where we all need to be. Let go of all the drama, let go of all the petty stuff. Man, let's come together and let's rally and let's have a voice. Indian Country is never going to have a voice until we all decide to work together instead of putting each other down, tearing each other down. One thing that I've always said, and you guys have heard me say this before, you know, nobody's going to get rid of Indian Country but Indian Country. And our biggest enemy is ourselves. So we need to step up and we need to make a difference. Be proud, be thankful, be grateful for what you're called to do, and be proud and thankful for what the Creator has given you. So this weekend, you know, got to see my Thunder play. They are doing well. They got their butts kicked tonight. They didn't want it bad enough. Hopefully we can go in here to the playoffs and, you know, make some history. You know, obviously Oklahoma should have quit at halftime. We were down 42-28. And you know what? We just got our butts kicked. It was handed to us. And, you know, As a frustrated Sooner fan, I don't know. It happened to us in the college football playoff. It happened to us now. I know there's a couple boneheads out there that are, you know, saying, well, the college playoff's only 2 years old. And you know what? We were the first program to do it. So stay home and love your little team that didn't make it to either one, probably. You know, but here's the problem. I guess Oklahoma just likes to go to the big dance. Maybe they don't want to win the whole thing. I think we're just content of making it there. I really wish Sooner Magic could go overboard instead of just being in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got something football. We got something basketball. Even though we've been the first program to do this, it says something that we just don't prepare ourselves on the big stage. We don't. I don't care. And I know a lot of my listeners, you're probably Sooner fans. We're just not there. And we decided that we're grateful to just be in the big dance and be in the national championship hunt. I don't think we necessarily really want to win it. We've been saying seven national championships. We've been saying that for, you know, the past, we won it in 2000. So 16 years ago, we've been holding on to something or whatever it may be, but we've got to turn this, around. We have to dig deep and, you know, it's not easy, but we've put a lot of these athletes just in a situation where it doesn't go their way. They just kind of give in. Anyway, let me get off that because, I could talk all night about it. This ain't a sports program. It's just me being a little excited about my Sooners. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to a couple of my family members. I don't like to brag about my family much, but I'm just really grateful. My daughter, Abby, this morning drove herself to church all by herself. She wanted to do that. She took her friend to church. Her friend's been having a tough time lately, man, kind of been dealing with a lot. So keep her friend in your thoughts and prayer. I know about a few years ago, well, it was a while back, my daughter Abby and her close friend, they lost their best friend in a car accident. And I know that it's been hindering them ever since. And it was good just to see them hug each other and be around each other. She just moved back into Oklahoma. They went to they went to church this morning. And my daughter got on the highway, drove to church, and drove back home. And, you know, I'm just proud of her. And she's just a big girl now. She's just grown up so much. I remember I used to just push around in a stroller. Now look at her. She's driving vehicles. So big shout-out to Abby. Big shout-out to my 14-year-old and my 12-year-old. They are Giselle made varsity cheer as a ninth grader, and I wanted her to be really excited about it. I think she was after a while, but she wanted all her friends to make varsity cheer, the girls that she rolls with, and that was a big deal to her. It's like, I want all my girls to make it, and, you know, it didn't necessarily work out that way for a few of them, but you know, she's a cheerleader, and it's good for me because that just means I have to go to all the high school football games for the next 4 years because my daughter made varsity cheer over there. And then my little Danny, I'm just so proud of her. She made eighth grade cheer, pretty easy, a breeze. She's one of the hardest workers in this house, and I'm just very proud of what she's doing and what she's got going on. My son, he had a doubleheader yesterday. He played basketball at noon, played really well against the best team in the league, and we went toe-to-toe with him. Came up short, man. We got beat by 6 points, but we were there with them. We let them know that we were not intimidated, and we were ready to go. I had the privilege of coaching, and maybe it was the coaching why we didn't win, but right after his game, he had to go to take on his responsibilities as a lacrosse player. And, again, they played a really tough Holland Hall team. They came up short, losing by about 3 goals. And it was just good to be around him. It was just good to be around him and his little buddy Omar. And then we went and worked out, and we just had so much fun together. So I'm just a real thankful father to, be able to spend a day with my kids. And then my 8-year-old is she's a professional rock climber. I take her to this facility called Lifetime, and she just climbs those rocks like it's nothing now. You know, she just flies up them. Her and her brother took them tonight. And, you know, at first she went up about 12 feet, and then she couldn't do it. And the next thing you know, she would go up 24 feet, and then she would just give in. But today she's just flying up those. It just goes to show that you're not going to get it on the first time. It's going to take some patience. It's going to take some frustration. It's going to take some motivation, and, you know, all of that can be healthy. Frustration can be healthy, and she got up those walls with those rocks, and now she's a professional. So I just want to give a special shout-out to my little Izzy for being an exceptional rock climber, you know, and just so thankful. And then through all of that, my dog got a haircut. And my little bitty baby girl got injured today, and he just loved on her. It's so amazing. You know, he saw her there with a hurt, injured foot, started pampering around. He jumped up on the couch, and he laid on her, and he wouldn't let anyone get around her. And, you know, she was down, and so he just got down. It's on Facebook. I thought it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment despite her being in a little pain. And then last night went to a comedy club. Man, I miss comedy. I really do. I really miss comedy. Last night went to a my wife and I went to a comedy club and then kind of went and hung out and listened to some music, man. You know what gets me? Why is it the people that can dance don't get out and dance? They just kind of sit back and be cool and chill out. But the people who can't dance, they're out there on the dance floor. If you can't dance, I don't care how much fun you want to have, and don't do it. Don't do it on the dance floor like that with 1,000 people, with hundreds of people watching you. Stay at home, dance in front of the mirror. There was some dances last night was just, oh my goodness, and I don't care. Oh, we're just having fun. No, stay home. If you can kind of dance and you want to get on the dance floor and you want to do it and shake it, then you know that's okay. But if you don't know how to do it at all, stay home and dance. Okay. And then last but not least, I just want to say about the program tonight. We have just a little bit to cover. You know, keeping it current. One thing before I get into my short story this evening, I want to kind of go over a little bit. I want you guys to visit chancerush.com and visit onechanceleadership.com. We have some dates that could be in your area. I want to talk a little bit about this Generation Indigenous, brought to you by the White House, the ANA group, the USDA group, the HHS group, and whoever else it may be. Find out about Geni, and if the group is in your area, I know that we're going to be in Denver, Colorado. Let me just kind of go through those dates. We're going to be in Denver, Colorado, possibly March the 2nd or 3rd at the Denver Indian Center. You can inquire about that. On the 16th, we will be in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said December. April the 9th, we are going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I won't be in attendance. I'll be down at an event in St. Carlos. The 16th of April, we will be in Phoenix, Arizona. The 28th, I believe, we will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, during the Gathering of Nations gathering, and that's going to be on the 28th. So inquire about that. Generation Indigenous. We'll also be going out to Seattle, Washington. That's going to be May the 14th. And then we are going to close out in Anchorage, Alaska. That's going to be May the 26th up in beautiful Anchorage. So in a couple days, I'm going back on the road. I will be at the American Indian Business Leaders Summit serving as the MC, speaking maybe, doing a few workshops. So I'm very grateful to be returning to the American Indian Business Leaders. I used to have that contract for about 4 or 5 good years, and then, you know, they wanted to switch it up a little bit. But I'm very grateful that they invited me to return and to come back this year. So very, big shout-out to Prairie Rose for giving me the opportunity to come and MC that event with the one and only Mr. Marcus Anthony Gwynn. And then on the 9th, I'll be heading down to the San Carlos to the Apache Youth Explosion. That's going to be taking place April the 9th. So a few of some other dates, I'll be at the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health. That's going to be on April the 12th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then I'm have the privilege to go up to Alaska in April the 19th and 20th. And then Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe I'll be returning to Shiprock, New Mexico at Northwest Schools, the Associated Schools, Shiprock Associated Schools. To work with some students up there. And then that's going to wrap out our April event. So checking online at chancerush.com. Also be checking out onechanceleadership.com for dates there. And if you're in the area, come out, man, and let's have a good time together. I travel with the greatest DJ of all time, Mr. Marcus Anthony Gwynn. I'll put him up against anybody, and you can tell anybody that. He is a premier DJ. He's a premier production guy. Nobody can do production like him. He is pretty amazing at what he does. And so, I have the privilege to be able to hit the road with him. That's all that we got going on in April, so be sure to check that out. You know, one of the reasons why I came up with tonight's program, pass by all the old news and get on with the issues that have been frustrating you. And I talked a little bit about Bernie Sanders earlier. I talked about Chase. Here's the thing. You got to put yourself in a position. We're about to go through, not a historical moment, because the historical moment was about 8 years ago when Obama was elected in as the first African-American president who did make plenty of change. He cleaned up a terrible mess left by an oil president, and he cleaned it up, and he's doing what he's doing today. He's making a difference. There's a lot of resistance, and I wonder why there's a lot of resistance to Obama. And it's so funny that so many people out there, they have the answer. That's what's crazy, is they have the answer. They don't understand and realize when you're the commander-in-chief, the responsibility in leading a nation and leading the world. But so many analysts, whatever it may be, they have all of this, actual facts of how it should be run and what our country is going through. They have no clue. They have no clue of the political side. They have no clue of the legal side, like Barack and Michelle, as they're both attorneys. They know the structure and the policies, And then, of course, you have to have relationships with countries around the world, And so it's kind of I wouldn't say we're in a historical moment, but we're in a moment where it is going to make or break America, So you have to put yourself in a position. I said this in the past, but you have to put yourself in a position to vote, put yourself in a position to be effective. You have to do that. Don't sit back and talk about what America needs, what your community needs, what your state needs. You have to have a voice. And the way that you have a voice is register to vote and vote. Vote for the right person. Vote for someone that is going to benefit you. Vote for someone that is going to collaborate with you. That's where we need to be. You have to understand something. Let's take North Dakota for an example. We have four different tribal communities up there, five if you want to throw in Trenton, which is the relative of Turtle Mountain. So we have five communities up there. They have to have partnerships with area communities, because you have to want to do business together. You have to have good, strong business relationships with each other, but more importantly, you have to have good, strong friendships, collaboration with one another. But North Dakota is an interesting state, because if every Indian can vote, and if every Indian can get one non-Indian to vote, or maybe a family of non-Indians to vote, it's not about being the first Native American to do this or that. Chase said it's out of necessity. We know what we need up in North Dakota. When it comes to the oil, when it comes to the water, when it comes to the land rights, when it comes to, the lawmaking, out of necessity. We're not doing this to say, hey, he did something amazing. We're doing this to save who we are and save what we have. And that's the same thing that's going on in Indian country. We have to put not in Indian country, but in the United States. So we're in a place where it's make it or break it. And you can't be intimidated. And how you're not intimidated is keeping up with what's going on today. If someone else has a voice, then you have to have a voice. If somebody was trying to, put you down, you got to keep yourself up. Here's the thing. I want you to think about something. In America, most of America is of color. Most of America is of color. whether it's Hispanic, whether it's Asian, whether it's African American, Latino, Mexican, whatever, you know, American Indian. We're all in this. We're all in this, and we all have to come together. We all have to strive and work hard and collaborate with one another and have a voice. We can't be against each other. We can't be, you can't keep your culture over there and keep my culture over here. We're going to have our differences, you know. Our religions are different, or whatever it may be. Our beliefs are different. But, man, you know what? We belong here. I choose to belong here. So I can't keep living in the past of what happened to our people. I'll come back to that. But I have to move forward, and I have to press, and I have to encourage, and I have to decide to make a difference. And I have to be influential on the level of getting our leaders involved on what's going on today. Now, in saying that, with a little bit of time that I have left, I want you to know that I'm going to say this word. It's called a victim. A victim is an individual that has been harmed, been hindered by something, by somebody. I firmly believe that all of us are victims of something. We're all victims of something. And in my belief, this is just my belief, in my belief, a victim is always going to share that story of what happened to him or her. Victims have those. They always have that story. And when you progress, and when you're resilient, and you get through that moment of your life, and you're on another level now, regardless of how successful you have become, you're still a victim of what happened to you. But let me ask you, are you going to hold on to that story, or are you going to utilize that story? Are you going to kind of have that story of, you know, are you going to let that dictate you? Are you going to let that story control you, or are you going to control it? Because what a victim does, a victim tells a story of what happened to him or her over and over and over again. Now, in saying that, I'm not knocking any young lady or young man that had to deal with domestic violence or genocide, or colonization, or poverty, or anything like that. All of us are victims in some realm. Some of us have been minor, some of us very major, to the point where it's historically traumatized us every single day. But here's the thing. A victim tells a story, and then a victor creates a story. Victors means you win. Victors mean that you keep it moving. That's how you win, is by keeping it moving. You don't hold on to one national title. You try to get another national title, and you try to get another national title. That's what victory is. Victory is means when you keep going on, and you keep making it happen, and you keep making a difference. And that's the difference between the two. A victim is always going to tell a story. A victor is going to go out with their life and create one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to focus on what's going on right now. We have to focus on where we can be effective, and we have to move on it. We have to want to make a difference. We can't sit back anymore and let somebody who's not us tell us how we're supposed to live. Tell us how we're supposed to believe. We can't rely on funding. We can't rely on assistance. We can't rely on the system. We've got to pull our minds together, and we've got to be current, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The rest of the world is current. The rest of the world knows what's going on today. Indian country, we do, but we got to move on it. You've got to move on it. You've got to decide how effective you want to be. You know what? I wake up every morning. And I'm just so amazed by these wonderful opportunities that the Lord has given me. And I know that it gets frustrating when I have to be away from my family. It gets frustrating to know where the next paycheck is going to come in from. It gets frustrating whenever, you know, the way that I qualified myself by staying alcohol and drug free, the way that I qualified myself by taking 6 years of my life, everything else on hold, and getting a college education by putting my Maker first, by putting my Lord and Savior first. I still get frustrated when I have to take a back seat to people that didn't take time out to get educated, that may consume. And I'm not knocking any of them. I'm not knocking people who aren't educated. I'm not knocking people who consume. What I'm simply saying is that despite all those things that I've made a commitment to, sometimes it's hard not to be called upon. But see, that becomes for my own glory. That becomes for my own expectations. But I got to continue to listen to Creator. And one of the reasons why I'm allowed to be effective today as an advocate, as a speaker, as an MC, as a facilitator, is because I decide to keep things current. I focus on what's going on now and how I can make a difference now. I wish that I can talk to you about my national championship rings, my national championship runs, because I've been there. I wish that I could talk to you about my success as a runner, because I've been there. I've broke records. I've got to do a lot of amazing things because of my running ability, but those things there aren't going to make me who I am today. I have to keep things current. When I walked across the stage and got my college diploma, my college degree, it's okay for me to brag about it because I wanted to work hard so that I can brag about it. But I am a humble person, and I can't focus on my success. I have to focus on my calling. I have to focus on my mission. I have to focus on what my Creator is asking me to do, since I want to be utilized by Him. But I have to keep it current, and I have to keep it moving. I can't hold on to what somebody did to me. I can't hold on to continue to ask someone to forgive me. I've asked them, and I've asked them over and over again, if you can forgive me, that would mean the world to me. But I can only ask you so much. I've got to keep it moving. One of the reasons that the Creator has me in some good places is because I'm about the now. I'm about what's going on right now, how I can be effective right now. And that's the same that goes for you, because there's one of you that is listening this evening. And what you're saying this evening is, how can I be effective? Who do I need to go talk to? Who should I reach out to? You know what? This life is a business, and people are looking out for themselves. And we don't mean to do it in a greedy way. You know, inside these walls in my home, I'm looking out for my family. I'm focused on my family. I have friends, I have loved ones that want me to sponsor, want me to borrow, or whatever it may be. I have to focus on what's going on inside this home. I wish that I could help everybody. And I got news for you. You can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. Because everybody is not somebody. You can help somebody, and it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be, you know, unfair. It doesn't have to be in a way where you feel like you're going out of way to help somebody. Gotta be now. If you're almost done with your education, don't quit. Don't give up. Get educated. Anybody out here, the real Indian educators out here are the ones that don't have college degrees because they were too busy fighting for the rights for Indian students and scholarships. My mom, my uncles, your parents, they may not have college degrees. They put themselves in a position so that you can be certified. They put themselves in a position so that you can be on the same playing field. We have tribal colleges all across the United States. There's not anybody listening to this radio show tonight that can say don't have what it takes to be current. If you got a cell phone, if you got a vehicle, if you got electricity, that's today. That's current. But let me ask that one person, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Yeah, I'm talking to you. That one person, I'm talking to you. What are you waiting on? You have a great idea that you're sitting on. You have an awesome way of leading. But why are you scared? You're only on this earth for so long, so do something about it. Because there's not going to be a bus that's going to pull up and say, hey, would you like to come and share your ideas with people? You've got to make it happen. And you're not going to get that love. You're not going to get that support that you should get. But instead, you're going to get people ready to attack you, ready to put you down. Keep it moving. Stay with it. Make it happen. Make a difference. Continue to make change. You know that you have it in you. So you might as well do it. Because your mission in about 60, 70 years, however long it may be, is just going to be an awesome story. So create that awesome story. Make that awesome story happen. Make it happen. You know, my little Izzy, he said, mention me on the radio. Say something about me on the radio. Tell people that I'm good. Tell people that, you know, I'm crazy. Here's the thing. I'm going to talk about her because we should all talk about our children. We should all talk about how wonderful they are, how powerful they are. Not brag about them, but encourage them. Tell them, you know. For tonight, if my little Izzy's listening, I'm proud of you that you can climb a wall and that you never gave up. And you would keep climbing, and when you would slip, you would come down that rope and you would try it again. And I would see you climb that wall when you were frustrated. I would see you climb that wall when you're happy. Baby girl, that's how life is. You're going to wake up some mornings and you're going to be angry and you're going to be upset. And you're just going to have to get through it. You're just going to have to get to the top. And some mornings you're going to wake up and you're going to wake up happy. You're going to wake up strong. You're going to wake up healthy. And you're going to wake up and you're going to really want to make a difference. And you're going to climb that wall with ease. That's how life is. Sometimes you wake up at the top. But the key thing is, baby girl, is that you always have that opportunity to climb that wall. You always have that opportunity to get to the top. If you want to get to the top, it's just between you, the rocks, the rope, and the top. Nobody can get in your way. Nobody can tell you how to do it, what to do. It's up to you. You're going to slip sometimes, but you're going to recover. And you're going to remember the next time you go that way when you're climbing that wall that I got to be careful here because the last time I slipped. See, that's how we have to be in life, everybody. That's how we have to be. You're going to go through some crazy times. You're going to stumble. It doesn't mean to sit back and wait for someone else to make change for you. You got to do it. I'm voting Bernie Sanders, but guess what? Bernie Sanders isn't going to save Indian Country. You being a strong person is going to try to help save Indian Country. I'm just so grateful and thankful that I had the opportunity to share and to visit with you. I want you to keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I take a little journey this week. Tuesday, I had a whole month off. Man, it was so awesome to take a whole month off and just be in my own home and around my children and be the bus driver and, you know, had that opportunity to be off for a whole month, and I'm very grateful for it. I go back to work on the 5th. I'll be out on until the 10th. I'll be working at two different events and, you know, meeting up with some really cool communities. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening tonight. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting me in my, you know, in my calling and my mission. A very special shout out to my boy Chaney Bell. We had a conversation, you know, two nights ago, and he was telling me how proud he was proud of me, you know, and I told him, you know what, you were one of the dudes that kept me moving. You were the one of the guys that kept pushing me. You know, we went to high school together, and I wanted to work with young people, and sometimes he would go with me on those events, and you know, he would have my boy, you know, he'd have our friends, you know, find a vehicle, and, you know, we would all go and do that. I remember we went to Omaha together. We went to North Dakota together, you know, and it's individuals like that, you know. You know, as I get out of here, I got a 08 Honda Accord, and it works, drives fast. It ain't the prettiest thing in the parking lot, but it's everything to me, and I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off. And that's the same way in my outreach. And if you're thinking about what you want to do in your outreach, ride it till the wheels fall off, because when it quits rolling, you're going to feel it, and you're going to wish that you can just have one more ride. And I love this life. I love what the Lord has called me to do. I love what he's allowing me to do. And here's the thing in closing. Ride it till the wheels fall off. You don't know how long you're going to be here on Mother Earth, so you might as well go all out when you're doing it. I want to thank you guys all for giving me the opportunity to visit with you, say your prayers, put God first, get spiritual, have that spiritual time, have that spiritual movement. Say your prayers tonight. Call someone that you've been having a hard time with and tell them, you know, I just want to let you know I've been thinking about you. I want to give a big special shout out right now to my bro, Mr. Milo Smith, up in South Dakota. Man, you know what? You're inspirational yourself, young man. And I'm just very grateful and glad that I could be a bro to you. And at one time I could be a mentor to you. And I'm just very grateful that I'm going to have a lot of wonderful opportunities to work with you. So I want to say thank you guys for letting me speak to you this evening. And check me out if you're going to be in San Carlos this Saturday. I'll be speaking with Jude and Shoni Schimmel, the Schimmel family. And then if you're in Phoenix, come check me out. I'll be at the American Indian Business Leaders Summit right there in beautiful Arizona. Hey, thank you so much for letting me visit with you. Chance Rush, I will check in with you next week. Bird Industries Inc. 100% Indian owned business. Glory Bird. Thank you for making my program happen tonight. God bless you guys.